cliffcentral.com. We're busy talking about Stormzy the rapper because I didn't know this guy was a big deal. And Joey Razdeen tells me, no, he's huge. He told me about a song called Fire in the Booth. Found it. What's the story here?
No, he actually got interviewed by that guy from BBC One Radio. And that show is called Fire in a Booth. And then the DJ plays a backing track and then the rappers must just freestyle.
And that's where it came from, the song.
No, not the song, but...
You mean on the show?
On the show. So that's where I learned from him, about him. Because I watch Fire in the Booth all the time.
Oh. He's a good rapper.
Gotta check this out.
You must
actually watch Reg 32 and Evelino on Fire in the Booth. That's like the best.
It says here, the video contains very strong language and adult themes throughout.
Yes.
Thank goodness that we don't have children listening.
It's true.
You'd be surprised. The children actually download all the apps.
Exactly. That's why I think it's so stupid.
No, you're going to dig this.
This is Fire in the Booth.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
You know what time it is when you hear this, right? Storms, you ready, cuz?
I'm ready.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Nice. This is good. All right.
Yo, Charlie Slough.
Let's get him, fam.
Radio 1 Extra. We got to put the men inside. OTF. Fire in the Booth. Alright, yo. A rock in a hard place. Things get tossed in a car chase. Don't get lost in a fast pace. Certain man bust a few shots down the Scarface. My God, guess your man them ain't built like ours. Tell a boy come, then I make a boy run. You can go and buy a gun, but you can't buy a heart. Look, I was on the street with the shooters. Then I swapped my beef for a future. Used to link my man for some weed, now call up T for a link for producers. Niggas better get with the movement. What's a washed up vet to a student? Days in the trap, 10 man trying to share one flat. Lord knows it was gruesome. Man a nuisance. I do this cause I slight work. Get a life first. How you gonna try and order my slice? We didn't even work for the cake, fuck's sake. But you wanna try and force it on man. Brothers get me so angry,
wow.
I'm anti. Listen, I don't wanna talk. Come around.
This is freestyling.
Man said he's the coldest in grime. Man would have thought that I died. Look,
so Charlie Slough.
Jesus, I feel like you've added value to my life already. You've only been here 2 minutes.
So on that this same, if you listen to Charlie Slough, so he's got this. So all the upcoming new rappers go to Charlie Slough and then they do a freestyle. But just do me this favor. Just type in Charlie Slough, Fire in the Booth, Reg 32, and then
got it.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So just play from 4 minutes. All from right. 4 minutes on there.
He even knows how the time is.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Just from 4 minutes.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great, the internet? I mean, this is the stuff. Listen to this.
Yeah, we go. Yeah, listen to this. Listen to this, guys.
Fire old flame coming soon.
Listen to this. This is like the best. This is the best rap ever. Listen.
Lately, death's been getting ever so close. Been feeling spirits while I'm driving. I should get me a ghost. Growing up, didn't know the difference between the road and my home. Now I'm grown. I'm trying to buy every home on my road. Takeaway's been over-rinsed. I need a chef to come and live with me. Last time I picked up a pot, I nearly killed a fiend. I don't see a potent rapper out there that can mirror me. When I gave my kidneys to these kids, you must be kidding me.
Turn up!
Do you remember playing Operation? Yeah. That's how I feel about these compilations. Think they're the next Dr. Dre until they lose their patience. Saying the game's in a statement, that's an understatement. I mean, how much more gems can I drop on the future? How much of my fans might just not buy my new stuff? We all got bars, but nobody hears a brew. I bring in sandwich to the beach in the hope of finding tuna. This is nonsense. Past tense. I'm a rap genius. I've passed sense. So if you ain't got a 2-1 or you ain't 3-2, you gotta graduate before you pass. Wretch, we got off on the wrong foot because you half-step. Meanwhile, I'm getting restless because I can't rest. 21 hours I'm awake, the other 3 I'm in a daze, writing what to say with my last breath. Can you not hear the difference?
Perfect.
Even when it's in your system, every time I flip the script, I got a scripture. I've seen man go from the strip to the strip club. I'm trying to go from eating rich tea to the rich club. I used to want to go from the bitch to the bricks, cuz, and then I realized that it's a fix when your skin's dark. Should Perfect. I do a Kanye and keep it chiller? Fuck that. Even when I lose, I'm the winner. I'm the people's champ. Let me thank the people who never got the point until they grabbed the needle. Niggas try to minus my pluses just to divide my people. You go from stepping on roaches to stepping by the Beatles. It's progression at its finest. They say my weakness is kindness. I kill them with success because it's timeless. Every verse is a verse on the chapter of writing. The writing's on the wall. You know who destiny's child is. King Kendrick or Jermaine Cole. Or are you saying King Richard or Jermaine's Cold? I'm trying to lay the blueprint and give you reasonable doubt so when you watch the throne, they can see me change clothes. Best believe that I'm a general, because one of us has got to compete at all the festivals, and I've been out here rapping for free before my testicles drop, man. I'm so credible, I'm incredible, they say a promise is a comfort to a fool. I'm lying if I want to say I live in comfort, I'm the truth.
This is absolutely astonishing.
Did you hear what he did there with Jay-Z's songs?
Yes.
I'll give you reasonable doubt in exchange clothes. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's
that is like one of the best lines in rap ever.
And threw in Blueprint in there as well.
And Blue, and so that I can get you. Damn. And he speaks about King. So the song, as it ends, there's the ending of the song is like he speaks about how Tidal is taking over the world, how the internet is making children not buy music and stuff, so they have to come up with a new thing. So he's like he's like the Titanic, and he's gonna be the anchor. Although he can't swim, he's gonna be the anchor for the sea, because he's not gonna snitch on the hip hop as a
Reg 32.
Unbelievable. Right. By the way, see, Jay-Z just dropped an album called Triple Four, only on Tidal.
The 444. Yeah,
444. And he's just been inducted in the Writers Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes I think, being a purist, I like Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt blazing. Mm-hmm. But you know, like Blueprint and Black Album, that's Kanye West guy.
And this is where, you know, like sometimes I get annoyed with Kanye when he's full of himself, but he's done more than his bit.
Yesterday, dude, he really history has. Of graduation,
yeah.
Late registration, yeah. College dropout.
Oh, wow. So listen, you've added value to my life. I can't believe I've missed out on this Fire in the Booth stuff. So they just
Charlie Sloth.
They get rappers in and they just let
so
them.
So you know, so yeah, so what? Sometimes there's also beef between rappers in the ground and stuff.
That's always fun.
Yeah, and then Charlie Sloth brings him in. And then
he mediates.
Sloth, yeah. Charlie Sloth is a manure guy.
It's awesome.
He's a manure.
You're a manure. How have you been?
I've been blazing.
Nice.
Yeah. I got the new hairstyle. I lost some weight.
Can we just deal? Yeah, you're looking good, dude. Can we just deal with Dave Levinson for a second? Because when I was talking... I was talking about the Levinson and Levinson t-shirts that he makes Eric Janssen wear.
Shame.
Now, what do you make of this man? Is he mentally disturbed?
Nah, he's blazing. He's from the East. He went to Aston Boys. Did you know Aston Boys? I think he was going to be the head boy. And then
and what happened?
And then he passed it down. He abdicated. Like he was like in the first team in rugby, the first team in cricket, and you know, Athlone Boys in Bays Valley.
That's
like,
hectic.
Yeah, that's like the colored people moving out of the projects, going to Bears Valley, thinking they're gonna go do better.
And it's not like that.
It's not like that. They're like, yo, I should have stayed in Kasi, bro. That is exactly what
Bears
happened.
Bears Valley.
Bears Valley. Bezaden Note Valley on in the valley. Yeah, so yeah. And then he had his other t-shirt. Like, you see that Levinson and Levinson t-shirt, you think that's funny. Back in the day, you know Harley Davidson?
Yes.
He had t-shirts with Davey Levinson on them.
I am done.
Yeah, with Davey Levinson. And then we used to perform. Yeah, I remember there was one gig. Nina just started comedy. I think she didn't actually know who Dave was at the time. And Dave was the MC. And it was myself, Nina, Dave, and some other Afrikaans guy. Some dude from Anders, you know, there in Benoni, Atlas Road.
Yeah.
Type club.
Right.
You know, yes.
Very Dodge.
Yo, guy. You know those.
You're just happy when you get back to your car.
Yeah, like when
and
there's
your
a
car's
motorbike.
Still there.
There's a motorbike in the bar. Like if a parking is full of guys, it's like neons, spark you so.
In the bar.
Never a problem.
Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah. So no. I think it was, you know, those ones when like yo, what? And he spoke about Formula One the whole time, and the crowd loved him. Like just things like there wasn't gay, it was just, but I loved it. Like all I can remember, it was Mike. That was just after I think Michael Schumacher had an accident.
Yeah,
and yeah, Dave made that funny, bro.
How he's done that, I do not know.
Oh man! Now listen, we've got a lot of catching up to do. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yes, yeah, I've seen you 6 months ago.
That's a long time. For, yes. In my life, I can't tell the difference between 6 months and a year. Like, I don't remember. Dude, it feels like it shouldn't be July already. Something's wrong.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if you think about it, like nothing's really in this country, nothing's really changed in a year. We've still got the same president, and no matter how much bad he does, he just doesn't seem to... Nobody's pissed off enough to get rid of him.
Actually, people is pissed off, but there's just not a way to do it.
Yeah, but he's got such tight control of that ANC, man.
Yeah,
he's
got them
at his beck and call. And I just think about all the other things that we've gone through, like how many finance ministers since this time last year?
Yeah,
three of them. Mm. It's crazy, right? We live in everything happens so fast now. Mm. You don't remember the news from last week. Mm. Who's thinking about the Knysna fires or the Cape Town storm or... that poor Karabo girl who was killed by her boyfriend. Who's thinking about those things anymore?
We've moved on.
You just, like, what was news? And it used to have a bit of a tail. Mm. Like, you used to be able to milk a story for a couple of weeks and there would be something in it. Yes, it's not now.
It's consumption, eh?
It's crazy. It's like, everything's like fast food.
Exactly, that's what I was saying.
So, last time we were talking, I remember we had a serious conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was even on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
and I just sat and had a long, serious conversation, and you were kind of reevaluating. And I'm getting to that stage too in my life. Yeah. You call it a crisis or something, but where you get there and you're like, "What have I actually done?
Yeah, what legacy am I going to leave for my children?"
And it works on you, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Like you lie there in bed at night and you think, "What is all of this? What am I doing?
What has it all been for?"
Yeah,
yeah.
But have you come out of that and gone to a happier place?
Yeah. At the time, I don't think I was unhappy. I was...
No, you were very thoughtful.
You were deep in thought.
You were...
I still am.
You weren't self-absorbed, but you were definitely reflecting.
That's the word. Yeah. That's the word that the psychotherapists use. Yeah, taking responsibility for your own thinking. Yeah.
Did you go for therapy?
I still am in therapy.
Still in? How many times?
It's once a week.
Yes, that's dedication.
That's the best thing ever. Like if you have sinus... Then you have to have Effimus or Sinutab or Coenza C.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a broken leg, you can't just walk with your broken leg. You have to have a plaster of Paris. Plaster of Paris.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one. Or you have a moon boot or whatever. Then you have to go for a physiotherapy afterwards. You can't just... Yeah. So similarly with the brain, it's a muscle. It's like there's these people that studied for hundreds and for years. That came up with these things. And obviously, if they're trying to impart certain things on you, you have to take it. And
I think a lot of people are caught in like a loop. And the only way to get out of that loop is sometimes to ask for help.
Yeah, and exactly. That's exactly it.
I'm not saying in this case, I mean, like you're not a person who has like severe mental illness or any of that stuff. Because the other day we had this bipolar awareness day. Do you remember we were talking about like mental health. Because I think a lot of us, we think we're fine. Right? We're not fine. What's going on there? Are you trapped in your chair?
It's okay. There
it's
we
happening.
Go.
Uh-huh.
Are you caught in the cables?
Caught in
yes, that's irritating. I wondered why you were looking at me skiff.
Yeah, it's you know what it was.
He was checking me out like, I'm going to murder you. You were turning your head like someone who's going to stab someone.
You know what happened?
And it was because your cable was being pulled under the chair wheel.
There we go. Why is this earphone so tight?
Yes, I'm so relieved. I thought you were Mura.
I thought that was just your thoughtful face.
And then when you got out of the chair, you must have thought, okay, this is definitely
coming.
He's coming for me.
And I thought, of all the people to murder me, this is the one I least expected to.
See, it's all that 1610 talk.
So, hang on. We were talking about this mental illness thing. So, I mean, I think that a lot of people go through life and they go, I had a bad day or whatever. I don't think we know how many people are actually suffering from stuff and they're not even aware of it. They're not diagnosed. They don't go to shrinks because, you know, men in South Africa, we don't go to shrinks. We don't go for therapy. Yeah, we must just figure out our problems. Be a man. Stop being such a pussy. Right? And we don't talk about how we feel as men because then that also means that you're a soft morphy. Yeah. And we don't talk about how we respond in relationships to stuff that we don't know the answer to. Because we get two things, men in South Africa. I mean, I'm generalizing here. Mm-hmm. You know this. But this is a prelude to a conversation. We either react violently, which is always the wrong way to react, no matter what. Or we sulk and we become children.
Mm. The fight or flight.
Yeah.
Mm. Syndrome. The fight or flight syndrome. You know what's the interesting thing about my psychotherapist?
Mm.
She's like this old lady that was born in Germany, and she came to South Africa, and like Afrikaans lady understands apartheid, understands, and she's like now doing a master's degree in African psychology. So she tells me specifically there's a difference between Western psychology
mm-hmm.
and African psychology.
Hmm.
The Western psychology is one with barriers. So I'm not going to, this is me, I'm self, I'm most important.
Individuality,
right? And then when you have African psychology, it's family vibes. It's like we all grew up in a small village. The village look after the children. So that's why certain, like if you get traditional healers, when people go to a traditional healer, Western medicine will go, that person is crazy. That can never happen. But because of the African psychology, the individual is no more just the person. The individual is the entire village or the entire family or the entire... So when you grow up, like when you are a Caucasian guy and you're 18, your family is like, look, here, go stay.
Well, with Ben, was like 12.
Well, he was raised by wolves.
It was more like 8. I mean,
we were being really generous.
We got it wrong.
He didn't realize it was his last sandwich for lunch that day. He went to school, and when he came home, they were like,
where's the bologna?
You're not just coming back.
Go and figure it out.
You're right. Like, this is the, and I think this is the source of a lot of our problems, too. Because if you burrow, like, most people don't care about these conversations because it's too much work. You have to apply your mind to it, right? Mm. The individual, as opposed to the collective, is such a big issue in this country. Because
right.
a lot of people, particularly white people, yes. they go, I'm in it for me.
Huh? You got it.
The people who come from a community or who have lived, who've all grown up in like one room.
Yes.
They need each other, they help each other. There's the black taxes, all of this stuff that comes into it. It's the collective.
And that's a subconscious thing. Yeah. They don't even do it consciously.
No. Nobody's like, going around thinking like that. That's just how you are made.
Yeah. It's like, for instance, you have a black neighbor and there's only two people working. And that too is actually, and that guy sacrifices his own happiness to put 5 children through university.
Correct.
You know, and that's the difference. But coming back to the point, especially within South Africa, and that's why I think Jay-Z's got such a big influence, because he takes advantage of that community, of that thinking.
Yeah.
So subconsciously, people is not going to do anything because he's Nduna. He's like Mdot. He's like, you can't disrespect the elder. He's the chief, you know? So subconsciously. And in the way, because you have to understand where it comes from. And in my personal, honest opinion, it's just plain down fucking greed.
That's it. That's it. Call it what it is. Kleptomania. Help himself.
And you know it's like petrol. The Guptas is like petrol. Like there's a small fire and they just throw petrol on it.
Make it worse and more.
And then you have guys like Mlusi and them trying to come with their little. You have to come with the fire truck. You have to rain, bruh. You can't put that fire out with just
a bottle of water.
A bucket of sand. What happened here? You guys don't see.
Now these hunks are putting. It's like that fire in that building in London. That's what it looks like. You can't put that out with a couple of fire trucks.
You can't. You can't.
You need the rain.
You need the rain.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Man.
So, that's what's happening in South Africa. But there's a critical mass of people within the ANC right now that is actually looking at. And hopefully this Nasrec thing this weekend is going to be okay. The next week.
Let's see. They were drinking Rupert and Rothschild wine last night. So, they can't be very against white monopoly capitals. They're drinking that wine. That's what Vuyo Mboko said this morning. So listen, let's get back to you. How are you doing with the comedy? I mean, you've done a lot of TV stuff in the past. You've done a lot of gigs. Are we still busy on all of that stuff?
Yeah, so this week coming up, I'm doing a gig with Sifiso Nene and him there at the Market Theatre. It's amazing how vernacular comedy in South Africa just exploded. Love that. Like guys like Skumba and Mashabela, just killing it. On Thursday, I'm doing one with Sifiso Nene. I need to do material in vernacular.
How much of it do you speak?
Yeah, I don't speak enough. I need to go get a degree or some stuff.
You need to hang out with Donovan Goliath and get him.
Yeah,
to
but
like
he grew up in the Eastern Cape one.
Yeah.
You see, so if you grow up like there by us, I grew up with a 28. So Vastan Jenny.
So you learned some other skills.
Please move closer.
You got there a bunch of other skills.
You know, that's the other irritating thing. It's like, as Ben can come in here. It's like when you, when if you are a gangster, right? And the boss of the 28 say, look here, we're going to go fight the 27s today.
Yeah.
Then you say, nay, I don't want to fight against the 27s. I just fight against the 26s. What do you think the big boss of the gang is going to say? Now, there's cricket South Africa. There's other brasses like, nay, we don't want to play there. We just want to play there. If he was a 28, nay, guy.
Are you calling AB a 28 or a 27?
No, I'm just saying that the guy, the dot of the 28, is, you know, he can never do that. You can. I'm not saying, hey, did I say, hey, did I even mention any names?
I didn't hear anything.
Ben's again, he's jumping the gun.
No, but Ben, but that was a quite.
Do you know what he did yesterday? He had a court case.
Yeah.
Did well, you?
Yeah, because for my Thursday show, I had a court case, the People versus Fayon Baudin. So there was defense and there was a prosecution. So I had an actual lawyer who was the defense. I had Simia Ref as the judge. And I was the prosecution. And it was a court case for an hour.
And what was the verdict, Ben?
Go listen to the podcast, Mubs. CliffCentral.com.
I wish I would have been on a jury there.
Well, I think I'm going to have more. People are asking for more of them. They were good.
Yeah, that's blazing. Eh? Fudgy's my bra.
Should he be in the team? Look at him get all serious for a second.
I think there's better people.
Ooh. Yeah, look, there is better people. The thing is, I think he gets a hard time, right? And not always deservedly. So I thought, have a court case, get both sides of the story. I still think the verdict is predictable, but the guy does cops a lot of flack he doesn't deserve.
Exactly. All the time. There's a guy that doesn't. That's Wayne. But it's fine. You know, you have certain talents. It's like you have this huge kulu. And then everybody's like, yo, that guy is blessed.
He's got a big penis.
Yeah, and then when it gets down to, then he can't even get it hard. That's what Wayne Panyalis is got.
What an analogy. Okay. I don't even know cricket, but I got that. Okay. I got that.
Yeah, it's like when it needs to happen and how, Jack, what's happening? You're then so blessed. What? Yes.
What do you watch? What do you read? What kind of stuff do you consume daily? I mean, where do you go for your info, your news, your entertainment? What sort of stuff do you watch?
So I watched Vice News Channel.
Yeah, that's bloody good. Did you see the guy who started Vice?
He's just made
$1 billion.
Yes, and I think
all his partners just left.
Yeah, and I think he's gonna give the money away.
Yeah,
yeah, oh. Yeah. There was four guys that started Vice, and funny enough, one of the first documentaries Vice did was on Wadi Jones.
Yes, that's right.
On the ninja of the Antwoord.
Correct.
Yeah, so I watch Vice often.
Yeah, what else?
All the time. Obviously Netflix and chill. So yeah. That I'm sports.
Yeah, you like your sport.
Yeah, any kind of sports.
Can't watch it. Hey?
Yeah, why?
I just get bored, man.
You never played them.
That's right. Exactly. And if I were good at them, or if I'd made any effort, I probably would be obsessed.
You sound like my son.
How old's your son now?
He's 15.
Yeah, he sounds like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, he sounds like my son. He's 15.
Mentally, I've never progressed. You know this.
Because my son is like,
I've got to tell you, your son must be a very progressed 15-year-old. That's what I'm going to say.
Actually, he is the one that actually hooked me up with lots of things.
Yeah?
Like, lots of, like he introduced me to Kyle. I didn't know who Kyle was. And you know Kyle, I spy with my little eye. You know that guy? No. I even got the Kyle hairstyle.
Help me?
Is that an artist?
He's an artist, a rap artist.
Uh-huh.
I got the Kyle hairstyle.
Oh, I was going to say, is that the inspiration for the hairstyle? But listen, you read a lot too.
Yeah. I can't remember what I'm reading right now. Oh, I'm reading two scripts right now. Hey!
Nice. Movies,
yeah. So I actually finished the one yesterday, and then I'm reading another one. Yeah. So
Have they already asked you to be are you a role in these movies? Yeah. What's the story?
Yeah. So it's Material 2.
Oh, very nice.
Ah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that first one was excellent.
Yeah. So it's a movie Material 2. If it's gonna get made, I don't know, but it's a stunning script. Yeah.
It's the money, right?
It's the money, and also it's the, you know. even if you do have money, if you don't have the passion, it's not gonna do well. Eh? The reason why, in my opinion, again, Bollywood and Nollywood movies do so well is because they don't care about anything else, just the passion. So even if there's a boom in shot, the story is more important.
Yeah. You see that on that African Magic channel.
The story is more important and people, they don't care. Mm-mm. It's like if you watch African Magic, it looks like it's happening outside in your driveway.
This is true.
You can just open the curtains and there's cheap.
And you really have to watch the whole movie with your remote in hand because the volume keeps your dropping and then it goes up. Yeah. So you have to be ready to just control it.
Yeah, it goes up and down the whole time.
The whole time.
The effects, the special effects when someone gets bewitched.
It's great. It's fantastic.
There's fire somewhere. Yeah, but they just
I watched a thing. I don't know how I ended up. I must have been really hungover one weekend or something. And I sat in front of the TV. I watched this African Magic channel probably for 4 hours.
Yes, and they're long.
Yes. And there was this show, and the mother was sleeping with the son's friend, and then the husband got home, and then he wanted to kill her, and then there was a witch, and then
and somehow there'll always be like a character named Rihanna or Beyonce.
No, they're called famous singer's name. But I was absorbed. I could not get out. I was stuck in this vortex.
Exactly.
It pulled me in, man.
Exactly. So I think that's important. But I think that's important. I think.
And the accents.
Yeah, I love that.
No, I have told you 100 times.
Rihanna.
We are not going to do this. I'm not going to argue with you here and now. We can argue later in the house.
Why you do that to me? What?
The gems.
I just got an alert on my phone.
Yeah.
Siri.
What's this? Alert, how millions milked from Free State Government paid for Gupta family wedding. Yeah, I was talking about this earlier. So they even, and you know that money was meant to go to black farmers.
Yes.
It was that Free State dairy that's now defunct. Mm. It was a dairy, it cost some 40, 50 million.
There we go.
The Guptas said they wanted it. Ace Magashule arranged it. They got the farm. Then they sold everything. And they paid for their wedding, obviously, in Sun City. And now there's this derelict farm. It's not producing milk. And all the would-be black farmers who could have actually turned it into something are now sitting on their hands again. And then people are going to still say, oh, but black farms don't work.
And then and everybody's going to say, no, Ace. Kuze. Ace.
At the Mealie Mill.
Ace. Ace Ntsuleng. You know Ace Ntsuleng. He played for Kaizer Chiefs. Ben will know Ace Ntsuleng. You know Ace Ntsuleng.
No, he's just shaking his head.
Ace Kuze.
Giant head.
Ace Mnini. Ace Mnini played for Morocco Swallows.
You know all the aces.
Ace, yeah, and in a Mealie Mill also.
Listen, somebody just says here on the messages, that stuff that Joey just brought in, that Fire in the Booth.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever. I don't even listen to rap, but that made me listen all weekend. I mean, I listen all weekend long.
Ah, you like that for a tomato.
Yeah, that's nice. But you see, that kind of thing, I love it when I discover stuff like that. Then I'll listen to all of it in one weekend, and then I'll probably forget about it again and find it in a year.
The thing about Charlie is like he's always got, he always supports the up-and-coming artists.
Yeah.
And obviously the Kanye's and J. Cole's, and they want to be in Fire in a Booth. And then Charlie's like, but you J. Cole.
You don't need this.
But you're Kendrick.
This help.
Yeah, you know, you're Kendrick. Yeah. Then I have Rich 32 in a freestyle battle. I bet you he'll beat you. But because he's not so big, you know. Mm. So he's got a good concept there. Not a good concept. It's like I love his culture.
His credibility.
That's it.
Yeah.
Authenticity. That's it.
Now that's important. That's what you've always had in your comedy career.
Thank you.
You've always been Joey Razdeen, we know what we... I mean, we don't know what we're getting. I'm not saying you're predictable.
Yeah.
You're not predictable, but you're a... Like, I know I'm in laugh, and I know the kind of stuff that you're going to make me laugh about, by and large.
Yes.
And you've been very consistent, man.
Yes.
And to be like that over a career like yours is not an easy thing to do, because you have bad nights. You have nights where you're not in the mood. Yeah. You have occasions where you'll listen to some guy who's on before you, and you'll think, oh, yeses. Mm. Now I've got to go on after that.
Mm. I had a feeling the other day like that. There was this guy from KwaZulu-Natal, new guy. Funny.
Mm.
I forget his name. He's from KwaZulu-Natal. It's like the second time or third time he was ever been on stage at the...
Wow.
And he murdered but he was speaking vernacular. Mm. But the stuff he spoke about was so intellectual. But he said it in vernacular. Mm. So it, yeah, blazing. Like he took out the rose. And then he says, no, this is for you. And then he gives the rose to the chick in the audience. Mm. Then he's like, no, pass it on. Then they passed this rose on the entire room until he came back to him. Then he's like, good evening, I can start my set now.
He made them go all the way around.
Yeah.
With yes, rose. So that, I mean, that's brave too, because you're standing up there, there's a lot
yeah,
of...
Yeah, that's brave. Yeah, it's like, you're like, wow, this guy.
And the audience don't always want to cooperate.
Ben would appreciate this gag. He comes with a golf club and a golf ball. And he's like, yeah, no, black people is playing golf now. And then he makes like he's going to hit the golf ball into the audience. And then the whole audience go, whoa! Then he's like, ha. But there's only one ball. Why is everybody going?
Well, that's the reason I asked for what you're reading. Because, I mean, a lot of this stuff is... You have to be processing a lot of intellectual thoughts to come up with funny stuff. And I don't want to, like, overstate...
You know, funny enough, the latest book I've read actually was Hustler's Bible 2.
Hustler's Bible 2. What's that?
Gaitan McKenzie's book.
That's right. That's why it sounded familiar.
I went to the launch, and then I read this book. I got it then, and then I read it. Very cool.
He's had a hell of a life.
Yeah, Gaitan is like hectic, eh?
And
actually there's one character in Material 2 by the name of Gaitan.
Oh yeah, is it loosely based on him?
Like not loosely, but
totally.
Completely.
And actually, Gaitan is also actually making a movie.
Is he?
Yeah, that's also a script about how they smuggled filming equipment into a prison. And how they exposed the Department of Correctional Services. And you remember, that's how they made their money, him and Kenny. They were in jail. And they were big daughters in jail. And what happened was they went to the warden and said to the warden, look here, these guys, your jail is going to go down. It's just going to, there's going to be violence here if we don't do something soon. And Gaitan and Kenny, they actually smuggled in video cameras into the prison and filmed all the wrongdoings in prison. Like,
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that's like 10, 12 years ago. And so now they're kind of making a feature.
And they're not friends with Julius anymore. They don't get along.
Well, maybe in a political sphere, but you know, friends is friends, bruh. Yeah.
That's the funny thing, is a lot of these politicians, we see them all saying terrible things about each other. Behind the scenes, they're still friends.
Yeah, friends is friends.
They get together, they drink together, they party together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
They can separate the the business from the
well,
from
absolutely.
The
no, what they're doing is they're putting on a show for us.
You know what it is, actually? Floyd is very good at this, and Magdalene Moonsami.
Yes.
They're actually very good at this, is that they can separate their principles, their concept. There's a word that she always uses. The way they see it, the way they see the politics, they can separate that. Mm-hmm. So it's personal, and then what we're going to do for the country and the way we see it, they can separate that. Like, that's why Fidel Castro and Che Guevara didn't end up as brass, because Che Guevara actually went on his own ideologies. That's what it's called. Mm. So they respect and understand each other's ideologies. And that doesn't play a role in our personal relationship and friendship. And that is specifically what everything should be about. You are a Muslim. I am a heathen. We have different ideologies, but you're not better than me, and I'm not better than you.
If we could get that, I mean, then all our problems would be solved. We'd be the happiest people in the world.
But that's the unfortunate thing about being a human. We have desires, and we have nafs, they call it nafs, and we have all these thoughts and stuff. Whereas in the Matrix, you are made a program, and
that's it.
The red pill, blue pill.
Yeah, you are made a pro. Mr. Agent Smith needed to do certain things. He didn't know anything else. He didn't have a choice.
And he wasn't attached to it at all.
That's what he is supposed to do. That's what I'm supposed to do. The Oracle is the key maker is supposed to make keys. I do what I do because I'm supposed to do it.
That's it.
That's it. The Merovingian, that's it. Whereas we as humans, we always want something new. We always want something more. We always, and that's the unfortunate thing. If you just recognize that want for more, then you could embrace more information.
When you,
if that makes sense. Like, I'm going to try and make sense of it. Is that for the soul to evolve, you need to have challenges. Like, if you stay in New Zealand, there's no challenges. There's like free Wi-Fi, free internet, free whatever, free whatever. There's no excitement for the human soul. It's like you have everything. There's
no reason to push yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing new. Yeah. There's nothing, whereas opposed to a Somalian kid or Central African Republic kid, he doesn't even know where he's going to get his water from.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting
way. He's not sure. He's happy that he woke up.
Yes, he's happy that he woke up. Yeah. But that human spirit of his is driving him much harder than that guy that's got everything.
That's true. And I think a lot of us don't push ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we think that most of the things that we've needed are achieved.
Exactly.
Like, you get to a stage where, oh, well, you know, I've got Wi-Fi. Now my life's simple.
And bringing back to what we spoke about from the start, that's our thinking. That's my thinking now. It's like...
So yeah. when you look at your son, is it hard for you to not give him too much advice? Because like when you've lived and you've seen a lot of stuff and you've been a lot of places and you see your son at 15 and he hasn't, do you sometimes feel like you have to hold back and let him figure it out for himself instead of tell him?
But I never do tell my children.
Okay.
I never. Because me and my son have this new deal now.
Yeah.
Is that if he wants something, you want a MacBook. Cool. If you read a book, you have to read. So he has to read a book and me and him have to discuss what he read in the book, and he must give me a synopsis of what he understand about the book, and that will determine what he'll get. Whether it's a laptop or whether it's a phone or whether it's
so
a new
this
game.
So this is bribery and corruption.
Yeah, it's like bribery. So it's proper bribery.
It is.
It's a proper bribe. Like,
but the intention is not
bad. So in that way, I learn about stuff as well.
Okay.
Oh, it's also for your benefit.
Like Terraria. I don't know. You don't know what's Terraria.
No.
Terraria is this game, online game that it's like a Minecraft, but it's online where these teenagers just program stuff and they just solve problems and stuff. So I don't know that existed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing. So now I'm making him read Khalil Gibran, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back to me and he just wants to speak about it now, all the time. Like, yo, did you read that book, the story about the two ants? My goodness, the two ants, the three, like...
Is this from the prophet, that guy?
Yeah, the guy from the prophet. Yeah. So he's reading, he read the prophet, and he's reading now the treasured writings, and he came across this story about the four frogs. The four frogs is, these four frogs is on a log. This is also one of my favorite stories.
Okay.
They're on a log on a river and they're going down the river. The first frog says, wow, this log is really fast. We're moving fast. Yo. The second frog says, no, it's not a log that's moving. It's the river that's actually pushing us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the river. The third frog says, no, it's your mind that's actually telling you guys are moving. They're like, no, are you stupid? It's the log. No, it's the river. The fourth frog is just quiet. They ask the fourth frog, the three, who's right here? What do you think? The fourth frog says, no, all of you are right. It is your mind that's telling you that you're moving because the log is moving on the river that's moving. So all of you guys are right. And they looked at each other and then they took that frog, threw him off the log and continued fighting. No, I'm the right one. I'm the right one.
Okay.
That's just, what a moral lesson.
Yeah.
Shit, there's a lot of that stuff in Khalil Gibran, huh?
Lots, bruh. Like the three ants. This three ants is walking in this bruh's nose. They come out of the nose. This bruh is sleeping. The one ant say, my goodness, this is the worst land I've ever seen. There's no food here. The other ant is like, yeah, it's quite barren here. The third ant say, no, this isn't land. This is the omnipresent ant. This ant is all over. This ant give birth and death. They're like, ha, there's no such thing. And they start to laugh. Just then, a guy wakes up and there's three ants in his nose and he rubs the ants off his face.
And he squishes them to death.
Yes.
And those ants will always, whatever's left of them will always be thinking there was an omnipresent ant.
Yeah, that's like omnipresent ant. So yeah, you can decide. So that's what we, that's, so Khalil Gibran always say, you must try and live as your children through your children. And become like them.
See what I mean? This is why I asked him why he's what he's reading. Because then suddenly you've got Khalil Gibran and you've got all this philosophy pouring out of him.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Aslan's Bible also got lots of philosophy.
For sure.
Some other type of philosophy.
Do you ever like amplify and then cut back on the coloredness sometimes?
You know, some it's a unnatural thing. It's a subconscious thing. So
I don't think the reason I bring this up with you is because I don't think with you it's ever. I know some colored people who turn it on when they need to turn it on, and then sometimes when they feel they're in other company, whether it's black or white, they turn it down. Are the same.
Yeah, you have to be authentic.
You're the same with everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a defense mechanism. I don't know if it's a pride thing. I don't know if it's a uncomfortable thing.
It's just your default setting.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I. So you try and put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
So are you gonna try and be defensive, like being like, I'm not proud of where I come from now, rah 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 rah, and then we go to a Brian Eldos, you know. So I don't know. I think it might be a defensive mechanism. I don't know. I have a.
Why you laughing?
Because we get it.
Because it's so true.
People put on.
And it's not only colors. It's in general.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's that's why I'm saying it's your rare thing. You should be put in a laboratory and tested because you don't seem to give a shit. You're the same with everybody.
That's the being truthful to yourself is the least we can do.
Well, hey, they say the whole point of life is to know yourself, right?
Yes.
And this is probably also why you are a lot more self-actualized than people like me, because you're going for the therapy, so you're figuring out where you're getting it right, where you're getting it wrong.
You do something.
And in relationships.
You do something for a long time, forever, that you don't even know you're doing.
What?
Since you were born, the most important person in your own life was yourself. So if you're going to do something, don't do it to impress the next person. Do it for yourself because you are your most important person. I always tell my son, you can study, but study for yourself, not to impress me, not to get good marks. You are the most important person in your own life. And if you do something, do it for the most important person in your own life, which is you.
Do you think most of us go through life and we're doing it for other people?
We lose it at a point.
Yeah, and also we try to impress people instead of trying to impress yourself. Mm-hmm. And trying to do it. So I'm going to study hard because I want to come first in class, for instance. Mm-hmm. Whereas this guy's like Hashim Amla, he doesn't give a shit if he's first or second. He's doing it for himself because he's the most important person for himself.
But then some people would say that that's selfish, and selfishness is probably evil. I had this discussion with a friend of mine the other day. They said, you know, how much selfishness is virtuous and how much of it is a vice? You train from when you're a kid, don't be selfish. Actually, there's a certain amount of selfishness that you have to have if you want to be a happy person.
I always often ask myself this question. Would we have religion? Would we have certain influential people in the world, like Mother Teresa, like Albert Einstein, like Isaac Newton, if they weren't selfish? If they were, if Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, if he wasn't selfish, if he wasn't like, because what he did was for himself to internalize. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the mountain. Then for himself, he was being selfish. Let's be honest. He went for himself. He wanted to go find stuff for himself, and then he tried to like sunnah. Like his actions was for himself. Because he was the most important person in his life. And that example then gets spread over. If that makes sense.
So then why are we so obsessed with not being seen to be selfish?
Because we want a virtue signal. We want to show everybody how nice we are.
Again, we're doing it for everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody must see how good I am.
But you don't have to. That's the problem. So people, and that's the key. If you do that for everybody else, I've got two Bentleys. Instead of just chilling, I've You know what I'm saying? I've got the hottest girlfriend. I've got this. I've got that. Life's not a competition. The only competition is yourself.
Yeah, and most I feel sorry for people who never get that. That's pretty deep shit. This you see is, what we talk about. This is the problem with Joey Rasdeen. Comes in here under the guise of he's going to make you laugh and talk cuck, and then you end up in a situation like this. See,
no, Ben understands golf. Yeah. So golf is the best principle of you don't play against your partner. You basically play against yourself, and the cause is the test. That's
it. It's the proving ground for yourself. That's why everyone should play golf. I keep saying this, and thankfully, I get a like-minded genius in here who understands life
as opposed to us cretins.
You know, like-minded genius.
Yeah. If you get a great example of that is Tiger Woods right now.
Yeah.
Really, do you really think if he had to care what people say about him, he would have been up to these shenanigans that he's doing right now?
I have no idea.
I think not.
Exactly.
I think he's just doing what Tiger Woods wants to do, whether it's good or bad or ugly.
Thank you.
And I think he's in a lot of pain because I don't think he's a happy guy.
He's not.
But
he's not.
But I mean, he's still better than you. No, this is what I keep saying to people who are like, oh, Tiger Woods, can you believe Tiger Woods? What a disaster. You know, these people love drama. They're like, oh, Tiger Woods looks like shit in that mugshot. You know the picture? And I go, he's still better than you. and then they stop. They go, huh?
But not even in a material money endorsement state. As a person,
he's still better.
He is doing what he wants to do. So on a person level, screw it, he's better.
He's better
do
than
you think ooh, when he went to go sleep that night, he was worried about what the press was saying.
What company would drop him now?
He looked at himself in the mirror and probably went, yo, Tiger, you
I'm
must get
to
yourself.
The shops.
Yeah. It's like, you have to get yourself together, bruh. Like, yes, it's because I don't feel you worried what the people said about him.
No.
I don't feel that.
He hasn't said anything. He hasn't made apologies in the press.
But, you know, I'm telling you this, when he put his head down on the pillow, he was like, yo, Tiger, you must get a hold of yourself. Because I am... Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And most nice, influential people in the entire world had that. Barack Obama had that. You can see. Madiba was the...
Well, on this note, I mean, I've said to myself, by somewhere in the next 5 years, I've got to tick off a bunch of things on my list, and I've got to make a major success of certain things. And if I don't after 5 years, I'm gonna promise this in front of you and everybody else, you will never hear from me again. I will go and live in the mountains wearing only underpants. I will not bother another human being. I won't have a cell phone. I will delete myself from the internet. I will never be heard from again if I don't do what I need to do in the next 5 years. It's over for me then. And I'm looking forward to both.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to
the
success.
Whatever the outcome
is. Yeah, if the success happens, great. If it doesn't and I end up in the underpants in the mountains, yes, I'll be happy too.
That's success.
Yeah.
That's it. People always ask me, I had two questions recently, and then I ask, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Then I was like, on St. Bart's.
Yeah, right, on a yacht. Yeah. With Rihanna sitting next to you. Without
a
top on.
Whether it's a yacht, whether it's a fishing boat, it doesn't matter.
Sure, because you can live in St. Bart's. You don't have to be one of the rich people in
the
yacht.
You can't. Yeah, it's just like, you know.
Still a better life.
So much things more important. The one thing that I've realized that's the most important thing in life right now is data and free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Big time, dude. It's important.
No one's going to disagree with you.
That is Maslow's theory of hierarchy. You know that?
Yeah, yeah. The hierarchy of needs, yeah.
The hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm. The person's biggest need right now is...
Data.
Yes.
And
for sure.
Battery life.
No, for sure.
Yeah, and battery life.
To give them to give them access to
like,
information.
If you want to be a gazillionaire now, then find out a way to give people cheaper data and find out a way to give them better battery life, and you'll be set for life.
Yeah, you'll be.
You'll have so much money.
A gazillionaire.
More money than God. You will. Seriously. All right, listen, Joey, I can't believe we've already run out of time.
Yes, the day that does not
felt like 5 minutes. Look, there's Levinson.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Davey Levinson.
Levinson.
He's got the beer as well, eh?
Yeah, he's always
Dave's brew.
It's always. Yeah, I know. He's busy. He's busy man. Mm. 16, what is it? 16-10 for life.
Yeah, that's it.
From the Vale. All right, have a happy weekend, everybody. Joey, we love you. Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me.
Always lucky to see you, my friend.
Please, wait, can I just bunt myself quickly?
Please do.
Please just buy tickets for the 4th and the 5th of August at the Lyric Theatre. We're shooting the live series for that other... DSTV.
4th and 5th of August. Don't be a fucking idiot. Get your tickets, please.
It's the live series.
We're not going to tell you again.
Yes, it's the live series. That's
all right. Go along. You're doing yourself a favor. I said it this morning. South Africa is this depressed, miserable place at the moment. Everybody's worried about everything. You need some inspiration in your life. You need to laugh more. Book tickets for this show. Don't be an idiot. CliffCentral.com.